getting to know our local area pastors. It's time for The Pastor's Perspective on KCIS.
Hello, my name is James Broaden. I am the pastor of Damascus Missionary Baptist Church located in Seattle. And this morning I want to talk to you about bitter, not bad, but better. As we look at life through tribulations and trials, one thing we need to understand, particularly for people who are suffering setbacks or sicknesses, that is often difficult to envision that this experience is part of God's plan. But oftentimes we conclude that what we are experiencing or what we're going through is bad. But we have to understand that God, through his providence, through his purposes and his goodness, he'll transform every bitter experience into something that is better. Our text this morning will be found in Romans chapter 8. As we read from the New American Standard Bible, it says, "And we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose." The Amplified says, "We are assured and know that God, being a partner in our labor, all things work together and are fitting into a plan for good and for those who love God and are called according to his design and his purpose." Nothing is more necessary than for Christians to understand that in this world we will have trials and tribulations. But it's important to understand in the grand scheme and God's purposes, an all-loving and merciful God, that God has a plan and he has a purpose for every situation that we go through. Oftentimes we can't discern or assess what situation is good for us and what situations are bad. I'll give you an example. Years ago, I heard a story about a man who raised prized Arabian horses. And one day, his best horse ran away. And so the man who feared now that this prize Arabian horse, this one that he had sunk so much and invested so much in, it left him a bitter experience, a bitter taste in his mouth. And so as his neighbors found out about his loss, they all came over to mourn with him. The next day, he hears a sound where his prize horse had returned, but not by himself. He had returned with other Arabian horses. And so the neighbors came by to celebrate his good fortune because the Arabian horse that he feared was lost has now returned. The day after that, his son was out with the horse, and the horse kicked his son in the leg and broke his leg. And so the neighbors came out again to mourn with the man as his only son, who was his only worker, was injured, broken leg. And so they came out and mourned. The day after that, war broke out, and his son was of age to be drafted. Yet because of his broken leg, he was exempt from being drafted into the military. The moral of the story is that you and I often do not know how to assess what things are good and what things are bad. We have to leave that to the providential wisdom of God. We have so many examples in the Bible of men and women who dealt with difficult times. You remember Job was having problems. He had a good life. He was a man who was blameless, a man upright, a man of great character and pedigree. And yet he found one fateful day that his children were killed, his livestock was stolen, that so much tragedy began to befall him. And on top of all the other personal issues that he was dealing with, that then his body began to have sores. And as he dealt with the sores, his wife told him, "Curse God and die." But Job had an eternal perspective. He understood that naked he came into the world and naked that he would leave. He realized through it all, at the end of chapter 42, that God was in control, and that God was working everything together for his good. Remember in your situation to see God and see life through God's perspective. So our prayer today as we close this lesson is, I want you to put your faith in the goodness of God. He's a merciful God and he's an awesome God.
You've been listening to Pastor James Broughton of Damascus Missionary Baptist Church in Seattle. For more details about the church, visit them online at damascusbc.org.
To get involved with the Pastor's Perspective feature on KCIS, you can call our front desk at 206-546-7350. You can also find out more information and listen to previous perspectives at kcisradio.com.